Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Give me so kind say your opinion and be brief. Is your zip code 30318? Hello?
Excuse me?
Is your zip code 30318? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. It's just a study we're conducting about the issues that affect the city of Atlanta, sir. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
57.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college, college graduate, bachelor's degree, associate's, master's degree, professional degree?
Trade school.
Okay, thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me, sir. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Is your race white, Caucasian, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific
Black.
Islander? Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote?
Biden.
Mr. Biden, okay. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
You are registered, okay. And below is a list of issues. Can you please select three that are most important to you right now? The jobs and the economy, the education, the climate change and the environment, crime, the public transportation, the abortion access, the traffic in Atlanta, the inflation and cost of living, the racism and discrimination, or immigration. Can you select three of them?
I know. Let's go with definitely inflation.
Inflation, yes. The cost of living, okay.
Yes.
The immigration.
Education, yes. Immigration. Those three are good. All of them are good, but I'll pick those three.
Yeah, they're all important. But when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, and generally speaking, sir, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied of the way the city of Atlanta is going? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'll put whatever is in the middle because I really don't know.
Okay. Somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied? Those are the two middle options.
Okay, let's go with satisfied. Let's stay positive.
Okay. How about the Atlanta region? How satisfied are you with the direction the Atlanta region is going? Very? Somewhat satisfied?
I'll say somewhat.
It's okay.
Satisfied.
How about Georgia, the whole state? Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Oh, no. Let me change that. No, not satisfied at all. No.
Very dissatisfied? Should I record that as your answer?
Yes.
Okay. And now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people or ideas using the scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of the people or groups, you tell us that as well, okay? How about Marta Trains from 0 to 10?
Okay, now let's say that again.
Yeah, 0 means
so
very cold.
Okay, 0 is very cold.
And favorable. 5 is neutral. And 10 is very warm and favorable. Martha Trains.
Okay, now name the person. Who was the, what was the first thing you named?
Martha Trains.
Martha. Oh.
Yeah.
Somewhat favorable.
So, but what number should we put from 0 to 10?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad. 5.
Okay. And how about the Atlanta Police Department?
I'm going to do 5.
And the Atlanta Beltline, what number?
I'm going to put 5.
And
but I'm not, I'm not familiar okay. with Indian stuff. I don't come in contact with. So
oh, that's
really
okay.
Familiar.
We're going to move on to different things. But how about Uber and Lyft? How satisfied, well, how warm and favorable you feel towards those companies, Uber and Lyft, from 0 to 10?
I'm going to give them a 3.
And how about artificial intelligence companies, from 0 to 10?
A 0.
And Governor Brian Kemp?
A 0.
And MARTA buses, from 0 to 10?
I'm going to go 5. I don't know anything about them.
Okay. How about the electric scooters in Atlanta? How warm and favorable from 0 to 10?
I'm going to go 5.
And self-driving.
How much.
How about self-driving cars from 0 to 10?
I'm going to go with 3.
Okay. And how about the Atlanta City Council? How warm and favorable you feel towards them from 0 to 10?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go a 4. I haven't watched them in a long time.
Okay, how about the mayor, Andrew Dickens, from 0 to 10?
I'm gonna go with a 6. I think he's working really hard.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is not a major problem, a minor problem, or not problem at all? How do you feel?
Major.
Okay. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I'm going to go with fair.
Okay. How about how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Never.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and his facilities? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline on a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Never.
And based on what you know or what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I think I'm going to say a positive. I don't hear much about it, though.
So. Somewhat positive or very positive? Somewhat positive, okay. What is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline? What's the first thing?
Don't know.
Nothing comes to mind when you hear the word Beltline? Okay.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Not moving right along. Here's a few statements after each, sir. Can you please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. How about public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood? Do you agree or disagree with that statement from 0 to 10?
Just a few moments. No, I'm going to say a 5.
A 5, okay. Neither agree or disagree with that statement. That's what a 5 means. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. How about the quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse? Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat disagrees or neither?
Strongly. Agree. I'm sorry. My bad. Strongly agree. Yeah, it's getting worse. Is that right? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I lost you there for a moment. But, yes, yeah, my apologies. I already put that. I strongly agree with that statement. Now, how about adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better? From 0 to 10.
Disagree.
But from 0 to 10, what number?
Let's do a 3.
Okay. And I can easily get to places I want to go in Atlanta's public transportation system from 0 to 10.
I will go a 5.
Okay. And how about crime and serious problems on MARTA's and Atlanta's buses Crime is a serious problem in Marta and Atlanta's buses.
Five,
okay. And I feel safe riding Marta's. What number?
Go five, because, yeah, I don't know.
Martha says...
I don't know.
I know you don't use that public transportation, but Martha says they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
I couldn't tell you.
From 0 to 10, what number on that one?
I'm going to go with a 0.
Okay. So you
strongly...
Understood.
I strongly disagree, right?
Yeah, I strongly disagree, exactly. Now, which of the following statements do you agree with most? Here's the first one. Statement A. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Which one do you agree with most? Statement A or statement B?
A.
Somewhat more or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Now, here's a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the advances in traffic.
How much longer we got, babe?
We like 2 minutes to be done. I will speed it up.
Okay.
Here's a few policies that the city leaders may consider when trying to address Atlanta's area's traffic problems. After each, can you please tell me from the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see implemented right away. A 5 means somewhat prioritize this policy and feel like, not too warm towards them. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and don't want to see it implemented. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10. The policy of adding extra capacity and trains to Marta, making them more frequent and reliable, from 0 to 10.
Adding more trains. Is that what you said? Adding
yes.
more?
Yes, adding and extra.
Okay, and I strongly agree. Is that what I'm saying?
Is that number 10, right? If you strongly agree
right.
with that,
no,
that's how prioritize. Okay, you want to see in the be implemented. How about adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta from 0 to 10?
Additional what?
Additional stations around Atlanta.
Strongly agree.
Okay, what numbers? That would be number 10, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about incentivizing housing development close to public transit from 0 to 10?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. How about repairing potholes and fixing our streets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Adding light rail on the Beltline from 0 to 10.
I would have to say a 10, yeah.
Okay. How about adding more bus stops and less wealthy neighborhoods?
Yeah.
How about the policy of building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters from 0 to 10?
Yeah, let's do it with 10.
Okay. And expanding the streetcar system in the city from 0 to 10?
Oh. I'm going to go 5. I don't know much about the streetcar.
How about the policy of prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths from 0 to 10?
Now, you got to repeat that one.
How about the policy of prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths from 0 to 10?
10.
And adding more security to Marta stops from 0 to 10?
I'll go with 10.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar with that? Somewhat familiar? Not too familiar? Not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
And based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline strongly support that, somewhat support, neither support or oppose, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
I have no idea.
So it's very...
Go ahead.
Neither support or oppose? Should I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will the Beltline Transit will link out with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support that? Somewhat support? Neither? Somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly support. Wow, yeah.
Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline so we can finish. Here's some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means it's very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Now, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation to the Beltline that the Beltline offers. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
I'm not sure what it's asking me.
You can tell me from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement to you? Okay.
If it's going to work, I would like them to implement it, yeah.
So what number?
Do I think I believe it?
No, I would like you, now let me read it again. Here's some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing statement. A 5 means it's neither, and a 10 and a 0 means it's not at all convincing. So from 0 to 10.
Okay, so the first one, convincing statement, I'm going to go 5.
Okay, and the next statement that people says is that Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs, but many of those jobs are not easy accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Now, Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily communicating from their neighborhoods to their workplace. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement?
I'm gonna go 5. I don't believe.
Okay, Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestions in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. From 0 to 10, how convincing?
I'm going to go a 7 or 8.
Okay, should I record 7 or 8?
Let me say 7.
Okay, and once again, do you support or oppose the planned extension of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, neither, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And here's just a few statements that people have made about Atlanta Beltline. Can you please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's a very concerning statement, 5 means it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means it's not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How concerned of a statement? Now, the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Marta is completely unsafe at the moment. with shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing train and bus stops safe for everyone to use. Now, how concerned is that statement from 0 to 10?
I'm not sure. That question is so long. I want to repeat it, please.
Of course. And 0 means not at all concerning. 5 means somewhat concerning. And 10 is very concerning statement, okay? Now, the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment. With shootings happening at MARTA stations on a regular basis, instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. From 0 to 10, how concerned is that statement?
I'm going to go 5.
Okay. Now, the Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up and is out of town interest pour money into turning our neighborhood into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. From 0 to 10, how concerned is that statement?
Very concerned. Is that a 10?
That's a 10, exactly. Now, at $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is a way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost $3.4 or even $5 billion of our tax dollars? Assuming is ever actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. How concerned from 0 to 10?
Very concerned. That's a 10.
A 10, okay. And one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation into the Beltline? Strongly support, somewhat support, neither? Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly support.
Strongly support, thank you. And the last few questions, just for a statistical purpose only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year? 1, 2 years? 3 to 5? 6 to 10? 11 to 20? Or 21 years plus?
21 plus.
Thank you. Now, which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight? Lesbian or gay? Bisexual or something else?
Come on, okay, come on. I'm straight. How much money
okay.
do you
get? And
what
are you married?
What does that have to do with the Beltline?
They just for statistical purpose only. Nowadays, they don't want anybody to feel discriminated, that's all. But are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single, help me.
Thank you. And believe me, by no means we were trying to insult your intelligence. But are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Well, I'm not really sure these days, but I'm going to go with what I've been, Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
A strong Democrat. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary layoff, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-home parent, student?
Retired.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Is it less than 24,000, 25 to 34?
Less than 24,000.
Thank you again for your patience. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You have a good one.
Thank you, sir.